Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 11 of Maseches Shabbos. So this Mishnah that we are going to jump into now talks about the notion that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, we are not as concerned with beginning the roasting on Erev Shabbos as we would be theoretically with any other type of food. Says the Mishnah as follows, Mishalshalin es haPesach batanor im chashecha. So we can lower the Pesach offering into the oven close to nightfall, even on Erev Shabbos, even on Friday, even though the Korban Pesach is not going to be fully roasted by the time Shabbos comes, or edibly roasted, still we're not concerned. And the reason why is because of the fact that this is, number one, being done as a group, right? Korban Pesach sacrifices were done by groups and not by individuals. And number two, this is a sacrificial service in general, and when it comes to sacrifices, people are generally more careful, as we'll see in a moment. And when it comes to lighting a fire right before Shabbos, even though it's only going to catch onto some of the wood, this is permissible b'meduras beis hamokid, when it comes to the bonfire of the beis hamokid, the fire chamber in the beis hamikdash. We're not concerned that the kohanim that are going to be doing this are going to go ahead and stoke the coals or stoke the wood or whatever on Shabbos itself, because they're generally very careful. There's a notion of kohanim's reasonim, that kohanim in generally are a very careful group of people, and so they are certainly not going to be the ones to be mechallel Shabbos, to break Shabbos because of this. So even though technically for a regular person to do this would be problematic for them, in the service of the Beis Hamikdash is totally permissible. Then it says the Mishnah further, uvagvulin, when it comes to lighting a fire outside of the Beis Hamikdash for whatever reason, one can only light the fire on Erev Shabbos on Friday if there is enough time for it to catch onto most of the wood before Shabbos begins. But otherwise, it would not be permissible. And Rabbi Yehuda says, bepechamen kolshu, that with a fire that was lit with charcoal, not wood, with charcoal, so it's enough even if the fire takes just a hold of any amount of the charcoal before Shabbos, anything would be permissible, because Rabbi Yehuda has a belief that charcoal generally burns so well that once the fire is taken hold at all, so the fire will spread easily, and so therefore we're not concerned that someone's going to stoke the coals on Shabbos. And theoretically, this is probably true in terms of anyone who's ever had a charcoal grill. So you see, the fire spreads so quickly, so you walk away for 5 minutes and it's all over the place. So that's seemingly what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. And that's why even on Erev Shabbos, as long as it takes hold a little bit, it would be totally okay, because just again, Shabbos is going to start in a second, and you'll see that the whole thing will have taken hold with everything basically already. So then, no issue whatsoever. Okay. And that was the conclusion of the first parak of Masech HaShabbos. Now on to Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Very famous parak. This is the parak chapter we say every single Friday night going into Shabbos. And it's people who read the words and don't actually understand what they're saying are going to be very surprised now to learn that it's a very technical chapter. It's all about wicks and oils and what you can light with and what you cannot light with your Shabbos candles. Again, most people don't even think twice about it. They just buy the either the oil or the candles and they just call it a day. But there is a complex listing of laws that we go through every single Friday night and that we begin to go through today. So what types of wicks and what types of oils can you use to light the Shabbos candles, and what types can you not use to light the Shabbos candles? You can't light Shabbos candles with any sort of a fiber from a cedar tree, nor can you use fibers of uncombed flax, you can't use kalach. What in the world is kalach? It's some sort of a type of cheap silk. You can't use fibers of a willow tree. You can't use fibers of the desert. So that's a kind of a vague way to say that there was some kind of a grass that used to grow in deserts. It was the long grass. You can't use that. And you can't use, it's like called sea moss, some sort of like the green substance that grows on the surface of the water. So that is not allowed to be used. All these things cannot be used as wicks for your Shabbos candles. Zephes. Now when it comes to fuel, you can't use molten pitch. Velo b'shava, you can't use molten wax. Velo b'shemen kik, you can't use cottonseed oil. Velo b'shemen serefa, you can't use oil that has to be burned. What is oil that has to be burned? It means oil of truma that became tummy, and that has to be burned. That's the only thing you can do with it, and you cannot use that for your Shabbos candles. Velo v'alya, you can't use the fat of a sheep's tail. Velo v'chelev, you can't use other chelev. And so all these things are prohibited as fuels for your Shabbos candles. And then Nachum Hamadi says, Madlikin b'chelev mevusha, you can light Shabbos candles with boiled chelev, because when chelev is boiled, it's like a liquid that's able to produce like a steady flame, and so therefore it would be totally okay. Only solid chelev that hasn't been boiled would be a problem. But the chachamim say, echad mevushal, the echad she'ena mevushal, eim adlikin bo. You can't light your Shabbos candles, fuel your Shabbos candles with this chelev, with this fat, whether it was boiled or whether it was not boiled. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. And for now, we will stop right here. Have a wonderful day.